Hello, it's Nikki, and welcome back to another episode. Today's is called 2 years ago, I hired a structural engineer, and I had no idea what I was doing. I feel like I have a lot of information in my head. Some of it, pretty useful. Lots of it, not relevant. I can remember song lyrics, but not my three-digit number on the back of my debit card. I have to double-check it at least three times. I wonder how my kids will view schooling in years to come. Perhaps they will wish they had more practical advice, mortgages, taxes, what happens when your car breaks down, how to sort the boiler when you can't get hot water, etc. In 2022, we were trying to move house, and one of the obstacles between us and actually living in our dream house was the question of whether it was structurally sound. It's Edwardian and it's in a conservation area, and who knew what could be lurking? I'd never hired a structural engineer before, and I wasn't really sure what I was looking for or what the right choice was. When I don't know things, I have to admit I find it frustrating because I like to know all the things, but I know that that's impossible. Sometimes when we're unfamiliar with a new situation, it can freeze us. We don't know what to do, so we do nothing. And that is when I have to have a word with myself, because staying stuck prevents me from moving forward. On this occasion, I needed to figure it out. If I didn't, we couldn't progress with the move, and I wasn't going to let my pride or lack of knowledge stand in my way. The first thing I did was to Google. It turns out there are many structural engineers out there. Seriously, they're everywhere. Who knew? I began to trawl through the options. As a novice, I wanted information. I wanted to know what they did and if it was what I needed. Many of the websites were so jargon heavy. Sturdy, well insulated, fire compliant internet playgrounds for structural engineers to meet structural engineers to enjoy each other's company. So often, so quickly, I was put off, because I was out of my depth. The information confused me. I felt stifled and immediately moved on. I quickly came to the conclusion that there must be other people out there like me. People who only plan on using these services a handful of times in their lives. Perhaps naive thinking in a 1900s house. Therefore, these people require simplicity like me. That was it. I was knee deep in Google reviews. And that's how I ultimately made my decision. I also read from the unofficial book of life that always suggests that you should get three quotes, speak to the person, see how your gut and your bank balance responds, and then make a discerning decision. The decision paid off. The appointment was made and paid for, and the service was delivered above and beyond. And I paid it forward, and I left a Google review. Here it is. We were really thrilled with our choice. The process was seamless. Tyler really had a sense of what we were looking for and was so informative on the phone. The admin of booking and the payment was so straightforward. Nathaniel was meticulous. He kindly scheduled two phone calls to go through all the details, and no daft question was too daft. Would highly recommend. I got an email today to say that the review had been viewed over 3,000 times in 11 months. Now, I'm clearly not taking credit for somebody else's business, but maybe, just maybe, 5 minutes of my time helped in some way. I hope so, because I meant every word. That step was a crucial step in the process. In these times, we want reassurance when we are buying, to know that we're making sound decisions that provide the result we wish. It's also a great reminder that individuals can really help small businesses. You can easily share the love for your local coffee house, pub, or hidden gem. Maybe you had excellent service. Maybe there was an element of surprise. Something you were unfamiliar with ended up being okay in the end. So, what about you and your business and your brand? What could you take away from this? There are many lessons in this process. Simplicity. As someone who was unclear, I looked for clarity, ease, and transparency. I opted for somebody who spoke to me in a way that it was absolutely okay not to have a clue. Stating what you do. If it's not obvious, it will be tricky to sell. So be clear, be concise, be decisive. Sharing your information in a way that informs somebody who may be unfamiliar with your industry. Save in-jokes and industry jargon for Christmas parties. Delivering excellence, always, don't hold back. Paying it forward, celebrate excellent customer service and always share the love. A bonus takeaway, look at your actions that you can take that will support your business again and again. Once you add something into Google reviews, it will likely stay a while. Building on the trust and integrity you've already gained. Maybe your current clients or customers can tell their pals. As always, I would love to hear what came up for you. And if you want some help and support with this, do check out Your Digital Disco. It's a great way in. It's a fantastic service, an online course, or you can choose option 2 or 3, which includes one-on-one support with me as well. But has something come up for you? Do you have, and again, this is a bonus takeaway that I can share. Have you had an experience as the buyer? Can you weave it into your content in some way? I would love to know. Feel free to tag me, let me know what came up, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.